Ronnie, you had, what was it, 7 assists tonight. What was it that allowed you to kind of find open guys on the floor?
Just being aggressive. I think, they really had a game plan, with Dwight, really being up on the screen. So I just had to make the right play. Jeff and, Trey, those guys and everybody off the ball was making good plays and knocking down shots, especially in that first half.
You shot the ball 4 for 4 in the first half and then kind of tailed off in the second half. Did they change how they guarded you at all, or what was behind that?
Nah, I mean, I got overshots. It was just, they just forced me to be a passer in the second half. They really, was real aggressive in pick and roll and forced me to put it on the floor and make plays in the lane. So, I mean, they did a good job.
That'll be made of a few big calls down the stretch, but do you guys look a little more to the 15-point lead you had in the third quarter that kind of let get away?
Yeah, I mean, we it never comes down to one play, regardless if, obviously everybody sees the last play or, whatever, but it always comes down to little plays throughout the whole game, and we could have did a better job offensively to just keep the flow going. I think we got stagnant, and they capitalized on it.
We've talked about how you get kind of down on yourself after bad games. Do you get down on yourself after, like, a missed free throw like that one?
Nah. I mean, it stings a little bit, because we was in position to win, but, you got to move on. We're going to San Antonio, we play those guys again, so it's part of growing up, it's part of the growing process.
There was a bit of a delay before that third free throw. Did that take you out of your rhythm at all?
To be honest, the third one felt as good as the first two, it just hit front rim and rolled out, it happens like that, and just got to move on from it. I'll be in that position again.
Did you see what happened on that with the dunk non-call thing?
I think all 10 players on the floor stopped. I think everybody assumed it was going to be a foul, but it wasn't. And we had to come down, and I think we had to foul at that point. But, it happens like that. At the end of the game, calls go either way.
Is that tough for you guys when you do fight so hard during a game and then it comes down to a foul or a free throw or, whatever the case might be?
Yeah, it's tough, but at the same time, it's a lot of plays throughout this game where we could have been better to not even be in that position, to extend the lead or to do things. And it's all a part of being a young team and growing. The good thing is we're playing good basketball, we're playing hard, and we're going to be in a lot of games like this going forward.
What was kind of your focus going James Harden? What were the sort of things you were kind of trying to stop him from doing?
Just make him hit tough shots, try to keep him off the free throw line. He got some, just off of broken plays, that was in transition. But, I think we did a good job. We made him take a lot of shots, and, we turned him over a little bit. So, but he's a great player in this league, so he's going to hit tough shots at the end of the game.
Toughest guy to guard because of his ability to draw contact?
Yeah. I mean, you gotta give a little bit, just because he's so good at drawing fouls, and, he can hit the three, and, he could do a lot on the court, but just because of that, it's even tougher to guard him.
See if they can figure out a few things there down the stretch, some of their pet plays there. Are you going to be able to apply those things in a few days when you see them again?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I don't know what the final score was. It was like 90. They were in the 90s, which, they don't score in the 90s a lot. But I think we did a good job guarding them for the most part. We fouled them a little bit in certain parts of the game, but for the most part, we made them take tough shots, and, we just got to take them off the three-point early in the game so they don't get a rhythm.